What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of Making Podcasts Great Again. I am your tech stuff guy, Jay Nogg, and we are here, of course, with the President of the United States of Mar-a-Lago of America, Mr. Donald J. Trump. Mr. President, how are you today?
Tech stuff. It's June. Okay. But they're treating me like it's Black History Month. It's such a negative month. Although I do know, you know what, because I'm nice, everybody says, oh, you're so, why you say tough, sir? No, it's called nice. Happy birthday. They informed me, they sent, and I asked them if they could send me a tech stuff person whose birthday wasn't, because we have important stuff to talk about. But to show that I'm nice, it's called happy birthday, and we're not singing.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Mr. President.
What do you want, a gift? Let's move on with the show.
Okay, that's fine. I asked you, how are you, how you were this week? Anything exciting? Any family news? Anything we didn't read about in the news?
Well, we, unfortunately, I had purchased tickets for a, you know, they have this for wealthy people. They do strong tourism. And I purchased two tickets for Dan Jr. and Eric for a submissive, whatever yes. It's called. They were gonna go down and see the Titanic. They were gonna see the Titanic. And I thought, isn't that nice that I did that? I was in a nice mood, I guess. And they said they drug tested Dan Jr. and said he couldn't go because he'd failed the drug test. And Eric, who's almost as tall as Melanoma's cousin, Barton, was too tall. I said he was too tall to go on the sub sandwich. So maybe next time they can get a nice trip to the Titanic. But it didn't work out this time, unfortunately. But, so we were a little disappointed in that, obviously, this week, that they weren't on the good ship lollipop and exploded. But we hope next time they can maybe go. So other than that, it was a good week. We're just disappointed for them, you know, that they couldn't go.
What did you think of $250,000 to go see the Titanic? Is that worth it? You are a very rich man. Is that a comparable price tag for it, or it's a ripoff? What's your opinion on that?
You know, I got to be honest with you, if I'm spending, that's no money. It's not a big deal to me. Billions of dollars. It's, you know, it'd be like saying, tech stuff. Do you have $9? Do you want to see the Titanic? You know, you'd probably say, oh, that's a pretty good deal. So it's not that. It's just, for me, $250,000. I think I should be able to fuck Kate Winslet and see the Titanic for that amount of money. So I don't think it's good. It's good, not good value.
Okay. Now, Mr. President, Florida is your new state of residence. Mar-a-Lago is there. The police department, the largest police department in Florida, who endorsed you in 2020.
We have great respect for law enforcement. And they always choose very smartly because they know who's going to protect them. They know that nobody has their back more than me. So, of course, you're going to be coming up with a lot of strong endorsements from law enforcement. So what did they say this time?
They're endorsing Ron DeSantis for 2024.
These fucking pigs. These pigs that do no good. All they do is they text. They sexually assault, by the way. They don't just beat blacks. They also sexually assault women. Their unfaithful husbands and wives, even the lady cops, you know, will suck a strange dick once in a while. And they're awful people. They're awful people. The communities are falling apart. They complain. You ever see somebody complain so much like the police? Oh, we're heroes. Respect us. Well, you know what? Do a better job. So nobody needs their endorsement. Fuck them. But we love law enforcement in general.
Are you shocked by this decision?
Well, stupid cops will endorse Ron to suck gas. So I'm not surprised that stupid police officers will support Meatball Ron. No, it doesn't surprise me. Florida cops always struck me as sort of the stupidest of all the cops in all 42 states. I think they were the dumbest.
What do you think about DeSantis, his immigration policy? He's agreeing with you on continuing to build that wall. Do you think his policies are a little harsh? It's like if someone takes a step in this country, you could blow their head off. I mean, that's basically what he wants to happen. What do you think about his policy?
Ron DeSantis, also known as Ron DeSuckass, his policies, it always strike me as, isn't that familiar? Didn't I just say that like a year ago? Didn't I say that 2 weeks ago? He's already said he wants to get rid of birthright citizenship. Oh, that sounds so familiar. Is there an echo in here? Is there a fat, stupid Florida echo coming in this room? Is it because it sounds like when a strong Trump president says it, and all of a sudden a fat little dwarf in Tallahassee says it 6 weeks later? It's pathetic. Everything I say, oh, let's build the wall, let's build more wall. Oh, good one, Ron. Good one. Very good. Strong idea. I campaign on build the wall, and you say, build more wall. Oh, what a smart guy. So smart. Wasted that Yale education. And then I say, end birthright citizenship. He says, we're going to end birthright citizenship. He's a total loser, a copycat. Maybe that's what he did at Harvard. Maybe he just copied people's papers. And all of a sudden was like, I'm smart. No, you're a copycat and a fat fuck. It's almost like, remember Pee-wee's Playhouse? There was a word of the show on the ice cream. I feel like fat fuck is sort of the word of the show. Everybody move, jump around when I say it. Jump around.
Okay.
Remember how disappointed, I was so disappointed when I saw House of Pain. You know, the strong Irish guys just doing rap. It was really disgraceful.
Now, Mr. President, Ron DeSuckass, he's basically copycatting everything that you're doing. Wouldn't that almost take ammo away from you? Because you can't really hate on the decisions that he's making because they're decisions that you would make.
It's called leadership, Tech Steph. You're trying to be president. You're not trying to be a cover band. Okay. Can you name a group that you like? A music group, preferably one without the blacks?
Guns N' Roses.
Slash is black slash white, but we'll consider him white for this one. He's actually a black Kushner. He's a Bushner. And so Guns N' Roses. I'm offering you two front row seats to see Guns N' Roses. Or two front row seats to see a Guns N' Roses cover band. Which are you taking?
The first choice, Guns N' Roses.
Excellent choice, Tech Stuff. Very good choice, strong choice. And that's what DeSuckass is basically asking America. He's like, if you like Trump, but don't want the leadership, you want him to say it 6 weeks too late, vote for me. Why would anybody do that? It's called leadership. You need somebody who makes the decision, not, you know, what's he going to do? Get on Truth Social and read my truths to see how he should be president? So it's not, it doesn't make, and by the way, the polls, the Polish people who do the stats.
Yes, you are way up by now.
It's not just that I'm way up, okay, with your very, I know it's way up. I'm sorry that I'm sharing patriotic information with you, Tech Stuff. By the way, you're this close to a happy birthday being taken away. And if you add up every person that's running against me, they don't have as much support as I have by myself. It's 52% Trump, 48% everybody else. So good luck, the suck ass, copying me. Doesn't seem to be working very well.
Did you see Marjorie Taylor Greene and Boebert beefing?
You know,
and she called her a little bitch.
Yeah, again. She's also a dirty little slut. But you know, we'll keep our compliments to ourselves. She's Martin Taylor Greene is. We have to be sensitive around her. First of all, she's crazy. Okay, and she has a lot of guns. But she's a strong warrior for us. Ugly as sin, but a great warrior. And Bobert is like the gun-loving, racist Disney princess of the GOP right now. Just a nice, cute, racist, evangelical moron. We love her. She's cute. We love her. She's very horny and looks great after four kids, by the way. And I think it's created jealousy. Martin Taylor Greene is sort of like, it's like the princess and the frog,
Okay.
You got a big angry frog named Michael Montgomery Greene, and you've got a beautiful little stupid racist GOP princess named Princess Bobert. And the frog gets jealous. What happens is that the frog has to make out with the princess. And then it turns into, well, who knows what it turns out to? I don't, it's, but the point is, they make out and good things happen, but they're not ready to make out yet. So it's very strong storytelling. And I think that we have to give Anthony Michael Hall some space to sort of be okay with everything. Because it's tough when you've been a strong warrior for the GOP, and all of a sudden a little brunette dingbat walks in and starts shooting guns, saying stupid things, and sucking dick. It's like, how do you compete with that?
Very tough, Mr. President. I wanted to ask you, Hunter Biden, lots of information came out on him, lots of
Oh my.
pictures. He got a little slap on the wrist here. People are saying inside job, assuming it is. What are your thoughts on the whole situation?
Well, it's a disgrace. It's a disgrace because if you listen to unbiased news sources like OAN, Newsmax, Fox News, and Truth Social, you'll see that other people have done what Tucker, excuse me, what Hunter has done. Tucker has done nothing wrong. If you look at what Hunter has done, they used to give people the death penalty. This is true. They used to give people the death penalty, and now they say, oh, taxes. And we're very strong on Second Amendment, but not for Hunter Biden. He should be getting the death penalty for what he did. And instead he's avoiding jail time. How about that? How about that?
Death
Isn't
penalty?
it total death penalty?
Did you hear the news about the sex club that he was a part of, and that he was kicked out of the sex club because the rule of the sex club is that if you wanted to touch someone, you had to ask, and he would walk around just squeezing girls' asses without asking and harassing people. What are your thoughts on his behavior at the sex club?
Well, to be honest, even though I don't like it, he is sort of a celebrity. So under Trump law, you can do well. Now the problem is, excuse me, we have to be more specific. I'm going to put my, even though I didn't go to law school, I'm sort of a brilliant lawyer anyway. You can grab them. He was grabbing asses, and the law says when you're a celebrity, you can grab them by the pussy. It's a very specific law. Grabbing by the ass is very disrespectful, and Hunter knows that, and he should be executed for it. But grabbing by the pussy is actually well within celebrity law. Okay, so you grab him by the pussy, no harm, no foul. Grab him by the ass, that's, you will get kicked out of a sex club so fast your head would spin.
Well, he was booted out. Did you see these pictures of him doing drugs? I think he had a gun in the picture. He was naked with chicks in the picture. Did you kind of think those pictures were cool at all?
I'd like to go off the podcast record, please.
We're off the podcast record.
Don Jr. wishes he was this dude. This dude is so badass. We like, here's the truth. Here's the truth. Hunter Biden is probably the coolest child of a president in the history of our country. This guy is slanging dick, slanging crack, shooting guns. I mean, this guy, if he ran, you know who could beat me? There's one person alive. If Hunter Biden came out and
Biden.
said, I'm actually a Republican, Second Amendment, drugs, hot chicks, let's go. I might put him on the ticket just to stop him from running against me. How about that? You think Joe Biden would have a chance against Trump Biden? Imagine Trump and imagine Hunter, excuse me, Dan Jr. Imagine my so-called son, Dan Jr. He'd probably have to watch Kimberly fuck Hunter right in their bed. And he would just, he'd be watching basically the alpha version of himself. Son of a president, strong on drugs, strong on sex, strong on guns, but cooler. I think we'd have to do a night at the convention where Dan Jr. just comes out, watches Hunter bust one in Kim Gargoyle's butt, and then kills himself in front of the crowd on Second Amendment night at the GOP convention. And I can't say I would be mad. So let's go back on the podcast record, please.
We're back on the podcast record.
No, I don't think there's anything to like about Hunter Biden. I think when you see somebody doing nasty things like drugs and disrespecting women and then acting like he can get away with it, it's very sad. It's very sad. And Sleepy Joe should be ashamed of himself. Not just Hunter should obviously be ashamed of himself, but Sleepy Joe, for raising such an animal, should take some responsibility and resign from the presidency and have his son executed for crimes he's committed.
I agree. He got off very easy. If this was a Trump child, how do you think the public would have reacted?
Oh, that's interesting, because nobody's charged Trump children yet. So there's two tiers of justice, apparently. One is where you do illegal things and never get charged, and the other is you get charged and get a plea bargain.
Understandable. Don Jr. has been a little quiet recently. Ivanka's not part of anything. Would you ever, I don't know if he'll be 18 to get the young vote, would you ever ask Bartholomew to join forces and get the young vote out there?
I don't know who that is.
Barton? Barron.
Doesn't ring a bell.
Melania's child. The one who sleeps in the crate.
Oh, Billy Bob Thornton. Yeah. I don't know. I don't think, can people born into, like, I feel like crates are like international waters. Like, does he even exist in this country? I don't even know if the kid's a citizen. I think he's in international waters. His crate, I think, is like it doesn't belong. It's like a territory. I don't think it's like actually a state. But if he wants to come out and, you know, talk to tall people and say, hello, I am 9 feet tall, vote for my mommy's fuck buddy, I guess we could, I don't know. I don't know what good this kid's going to be doing. He lurks. He lurks around the White House and around Mar-a-Lago. Very weird kid. But we respect him. Strong, strong son of Melba Toast. My soon-to-be ex-wife.
Baseball season is in full swing, and there's no better place to get in on the action than FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Because right now, new customers get a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000. That's up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Just go to FanDuel.com/Boston to join today. I use FanDuel to make all my bets. Right now, I'm betting the Mets, which is up and down, and all my futures are going for the Jets. So get your future bets for the NFL season as well and bet on the MLB season using FanDuel. So don't miss your chance to snag a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000 when you join FanDuel today. Just go to FanDuel.com/Boston to sign up. FanDuel, official partner of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. 21 and over and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 deposit required. Refund issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 14 days. Restrictions apply. See terms at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 1-800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234. Mr. President, next I want to talk to you about, we haven't spoken about Russia, Ukraine a lot recently at all. And I don't know if you've heard, but there was almost a lot of uprising in Russia. A civil war may happen in Russia. If you were Putin, what would be your next move if you were at war with another country and then there was war starting within your own country?
Well, it reminded me actually of a very peaceful protest on January 6th. And as you notice, they made peace because they didn't have a radical left. They didn't have a radical left agenda to do, you know, to make a big deal out of a few thousand armed mercenaries. You know what mercenaries are? Mercy. It has the word mercy in it. It means peace. It means they're coming with peace. When you send thousands of mercenaries, it's like, oh, good, the mercenaries are coming. We're going to have strong mercy and a lot of peace. And Putin didn't, you know, he went to his bunker the way I did when there were protesters. And there's no peace. They get along. Their friend in Belarus, what's his name? Yanni live at the Acropolis. I don't know what his name is, but he did peace. He brokered a peace. And there's no Jack Smith or Judy Garland or any of these people from the woke left Justice Department and Justice Department. It's just Russia handled it properly and now there's peace and they can go back to peacefully protesting Ukraine together as one country under a groove, getting down for the funk of it.
You think Putin is in danger of being overthrown?
No, I don't think he's in danger of being overthrown. I think he might have lost some power. He didn't look as strong as he usually does, but he's still strong. He called me. He called me for advice, and I said, I think you need to make peace. And then when this guy from Wagner or wherever the hell he's from, I think when he least expects it, you should have a secret hit squad of mercenaries peacefully protest him with poison.
That might work. It's always peaceful, though, right? Peaceful protest with poison.
You have to have peace. You know, I think even when you poison the person, you play songs by the group Poison, so that, or maybe you play Poison by
Belle Jabot,
and you play that, and this vial's poison. Never trust a Russian in a black mask. This vial's poison. That's it. That's all the bars you get.
Okay. Mr. President, a few more stories before we get to those stories. Everyone should join Patreon, patreon.com/MPGA. We have our live QAnon as tomorrow night. That is Tuesday, June 27th, 8 p.m. Eastern time. There's a bonus episode coming out later this week with Rage and Brett Kavanaugh. Movie reviews are up. There's a bonus video up. Tons of bonus material. Fred Trump tradition. Special guests. Join the Patreon. Patreon.com/MPGA. Now, Mr. President, you were campaigning in Michigan. Am I correct?
Sure, if that's what it says. I don't know. I get on a private jet and I go where I want to go. And they say, hey, there's some fat white people screaming slurs, sir. And I go, that sounds like my kind of rally.
Well, in Oakland County, you were voted man of the year. How does that feel? Oakland County's man of the year.
Well, I had to make sure it wasn't Oakland, California. And I said, even though I'm doing well with the blacks, I don't know if I'm doing that well. But Oakland County, Michigan, it's great people. It's a lot of patriots. It's a lot of inbred militia warriors. It's a lot of double wide people, both the size of their genes and the places that they live. So it's a beautiful thing. It's, we love Michigan. We think that nasty governor woman is a total disgrace, and it's okay. We're going to do so great. That's, I'm doing, I want to post a truth to the strong people of Oakland County. And thank you, Oakland County. Your president loves you, but please don't touch me when you see me. And truth. I did a truth from the desktop. You ever see, you know, usually I have strong mobile hands, but this time I wanted to be a strong, they call it a desktop because it sits on your desk very strongly with strength, of course.
I'm learning. Now, Mr. President, being Oakland County's man of the year.
I have to plug in the computer. Hold on. The woke power company decided to all of a sudden make the battery. You see what happens under Sleepy Joe? Our batteries are losing energy. They're losing love. They're losing love. So you have to put a plug. You have to really... Oh, excuse me. The left probably wants me to ask permission. Oh, can I please put my plug in your hole? No, we're just going to wait. We're going to jam it in there. You ever take one of those three-prong plugs and try to stuff it into a two-prong hole?
No, I've never tried that fun.
I call that plug rape. Get in there. I don't care if you got two holes. We're going to make three today. We're going to make three. And there we go. And she like, you know, that plug likes it. I'm a celebrity. So, oh, thank you, sir. Thank you for the strong energy. You're welcome. Or...
you during the rally, you actually told the crowd, "I got indicted for all of you." How honest is that statement? It's 100% truth. That's a truth that you would truth.
I got indicted for trying to protect the election. If you support me, it's very much like there was a person you might have heard of. His name was Jesus, and he died for the sins of mankind. And until what happened to me, I thought nobody's ever been treated more unfairly. But then basically I got indicted for the sin of winning a fair election. How about that? And if they can do this to me, they can do it to anybody. So it's a disgrace. It's very sad. It's pathetic and it's awful. It's also awful.
Now, I wanted to ask you how much factual information this is. Allegedly, you're moving funds since February or March from your campaign fund. Well, not you necessarily, people who you work with are moving funds that are donated to your 2024 campaign to your political action committee. Is that true?
Well, they say that the candidate cannot coordinate any activity at all.
Why are you winking so much?
No, I have something in my eye, tech stuff. It's called strong blinking. And, you know, we're just doing strong blinking. And so when they do that, I can't have any say, you know, because we want to do everything ethically. It's called ethics.
Yes.
But if some people look at this and say, oh, you know, it would help Trump's political campaign if his lawyers got paid. So they shifted a little money around, you know, it was supposed to go to rallies and plane trips. And maybe it's just going to a lawyer to keep their president free. And you think anybody would complain? This is why it's so stupid. You think people that are donating money to me would go, no, sir, that's wrong. We want you to go to jail. I only want you to spend this on stickers, not keeping yourself out of jail. I support you for president, but if you have to go to jail because you couldn't pay a lawyer, well, that's okay. I draw the line at that. I want to vote for you for president, but I don't want to pay your legal bills. How stupid is that? That's so stupid.
There's no fear or being nervous of you transferring, or not you, but people transferring funds for legal fees instead of campaigning?
No, we have plenty of money for campaigning, but it's, you know, you got to just shift to maybe, can we just put $2 million in the legal defense fund? Because how can I campaign if I can't defend myself? It's sort of, it goes hand in hand. It makes total sense. It's total ethics, full ethics, strong ethics, peaceful. I would even say it's peaceful ethics.
Mm-hmm. Mr. President, the last thing I want to talk to you about is actually a person. And this
well,
person.
I got to take a break. I have to take a pee break. Drink okay. A lot of Diet Coke.
All right. Go quickly.
Don't let anybody else get on this microphone.
I will do my best.
Okay. Thank you.
Hey, everybody. It's JL. President Trump is taking a piss. So I have a really quick announcement. This Thursday, not next Thursday, not last Thursday, this Thursday. My new stand-up album, Tall Boy, is available on Apple, iTunes, Amazon. It can be pre-ordered right now as you're listening to this. So the link will be in the show notes to the page. And then it's out on Thursday. I'm not going to tell you I lost my job this week. But let's just say album sales would be extra appreciated. So thank you for your support in advance. Consider this my super pack, okay? If you've liked anything I've said, feel free to stream and or buy it as soon as it's available or pre-order it now. Okay, got to go. The president just flushed the toilet. Bye, guys.
Mr. President.
Oh, that was in here.
No clue.
Okay, well, we're obviously going to have to do some work on the security because, unfortunately, my security cameras were dismantled when Ivanka discovered the 950 security tapes that I had of her having sex. So all of a sudden I feel naked. I feel naked without my security. Mm-hmm. And I think that's very sad what happened. That we don't have safety anymore. We don't have safety. Not even on the podcast. We're gonna need a security stuff guy to join us.
Mr. President, the last person I wanted to talk to you about, this guy is polling at 20% for the Democrats. I don't know if he might become a challenge to you, but he is gaining attention. Robert Kennedy Jr., what is your opinion on this man?
He'd be a stronger candidate than Sleepy Joe. You know, he looks fit. He's got a strong name, strong branding. He's very anti-vax. He's married to a lovely lady, Cheryl, from Curb Your Enthusiasm. You ever see Curb Your Enthusiasm?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, the wife that left Larry because he was weak? She's married to Robert Kennedy Jr. Very interesting. But I think the problem with him is the same problem. I think he's a more talented guy and an honest guy, unlike the suck ass. I think other than being wrong almost all the time, I think the main thing that stands in his way is his voice. He sounds like he's gasping for air and choking on balls every time he speaks.
Vaccines cause autism and AIDS and also small penises, and they cause people to I can't, the balls are in my mouth and I can't speak right now because vaccines and I'm anti-vax, and also they stole the election, and also aliens killed my dad in the 60s, and they came down from Mars with vaccines and mercury, and they came from mercury with mercury, and they killed my father, and that's all. So vote for me.
So I think that's going to be an issue, the talking.
I think what helped him out is going on, he went on Joe Rogan's podcast, which goes out to, I think, numbers are the millions for sure.
But does he reach billions like I do with this podcast? I don't think so.
He doesn't, but millions of people think a lot of attention that way. If he keeps climbing like this and you faced him, do you think he would be a challenge?
The woke Democrats won't vote for him, so they'll stay home. Well, Bernie will run as a third party person at 942 years old. And a couple of the Rogan people, I think they'd vote for him, and that's okay. It's called a free country. It's called free election. So If you want to vote for the guy who's going to meet with Xi, he's going to meet with Xi, he's going to meet with Putin, he's going to meet with Kim, great friend Kim. And they're going to try to give him the Heimlich maneuver every time he opens his mouth. And he'll never get a discussion out. He'll never have a strong meeting because he'll be like,
he is choking.
And that's what we're going to have representing us on the world stage. So I think he has great ideas. I think he's a great man. I think he comes from a strong family. Okay. We respect it. It's called respect. It's a lot better than Sleepy Joe. We all know that. But I will say, I think I would even consider him on my cabinet as a person offering me his expertise on things like autism and vaccines and being ripped at 69 years old, but still only bench pressing 135 pounds. Makes no sense. But I think
I saw that.
The guy looks like he benches 400, but he was putting up about 110, kind of weak.
Yeah, and 220, 25 are on each side. I don't get it.
Yeah, it was, you look good, you weak piece of shit. What is your voice doing your lifting for you? So, but we respect him. We have great respect for him. And it would be somebody we could add to our administration, bipartisan. But no, this guy can't be president. He can't lead, and he won't inspire people to respect us. It's not about, you have to have the total package tech stuff. Mm-hmm. You have to have the respect. You have to have some people fear you. You have to have people respect you. And then you have to also inspire. And that's what I do. I inspire my followers, you know, to stop humping their cousins and get out there with their Second Amendment and fight for their country. I get respect from leaders who see that I'm tall and strong and wealthy and have great strength. And our enemies fear me because they think I might, if I haven't already, might sexually assault their wives and bomb their countries. If I haven't already, I've done that to a few. At some of these meetings, you know, we don't talk about this. This should probably be off the record, but it's okay. Let the people hear. Some of these meetings of countries, when they, you know, they disrespected me, or didn't treat me right, I had sex with their wives while they were at the meetings. They were like, where's President Trump? And they would report, oh, he blew off the meeting. Well, I blew off the meeting because Macron's old wife was blowing me. So take that, Emmanuel. Talk shit. Your wife gets dick. That's a Trump family motto.
Mr. President, last thing I wanted to ask you about is the fight of the century. Your prediction, Elon Musk versus Mark Zuckerberg in the octagon.
Well, it's really not in the octagon. It's more like it's on the spectrum. I think that's what they should call it, the shenanigans on the spectrum. The ass kicking with Asperger's. The the pain with the personality disorders. I think that's what we're talking. That's some good bars right there. I should talk to my friend Don King to see if he'll promote this. But who would I take? I'll tell you who I would take, and make sure you note the time of this because I think this is strong audiogram potential. And I want those nicknames in. I would say some people might think Elon because he knows Joe Rogan and he's maybe, I don't know, looks like he can bite things. But Zuckerberg, I think, might kill Elon because I don't think he knows things about humans. So I think he would just keep, you know, Elon would tap out and Zuckerberg, he's kind of like a cyborg. he would just keep punching him, going,
bashing his skull in.
And people are like, stop, Mark, it's the fight's over. And he'd go,
Hey, crazed chimp.
And then all of a sudden, Ethan Musk would just be a pile of brains on the floor, and Zuckerberg would still be punching the floor, going, meta, 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 meta. Is this virtual? Is this virtual? Is this virtual? And so I think Elon should not do it. I think Elon could get killed. Not because in a fair fight, it could be a fair fight, but if Zuckerberg wins, I think that's the end of Siskel and Ebert Musk.
Mr. President, thank you so much for your time. Once again, we'll see you tomorrow night for the live QAnon. That is June 27th, 8 p.m. Eastern. Join patreon.com/MPGA at a perfect 10 level to and join just us so tomorrow people
know,
night.
If people don't know, if you can't make, obviously the Patreon people know, but if you can't make the live app, we do put it up so you can hear all the great con, you know, so it's not just a live event that we don't record. It's recorded for history, but we're not giving it to the FBI.
It's in the Patreon. Also, some dates. If you are in Hartford, Connecticut, July 7th and 8th, I will be at City Steam in Hartford. And if you are around July 14th, 15th, I'll be at Catch a Rising Star in Princeton, New Jersey. More dates coming, but that's it for the first 2 weeks in July. At Jay Nog on social media. Mr. President, the floor is yours.
Thank you. Hello, everybody. It's JL. It was me the whole time. As I already said, I had to get your attention, but seriously, if you can spare the time and or the money, the album is pre-orderable on iTunes right now, and then available everywhere, but like not on Spotify because they don't pay anything, but it'll be available everywhere to buy and stream on Thursday. So please do so. It's really good, really funny. I know you'll enjoy it. Tall Boy, just in case I forgot. And then I'll be in Chicago July 2nd at City Winery as part of Karen Hunter's show. She's a big time Sirius XM host, so I'm going to be part of her live show at City Winery this Sunday. Saturday the 8th, I'm at the Williams Center in Rutherford, New Jersey. So ticket links for both of those are on my website. And then going to be trying to fill up some gigs very soon. But at least I can say in Friday, October 20th, I have two shows at Flappers in Los Angeles. So I'm probably going to be adding a Seattle and a Portland show and possibly a San Diego show in October. And besides that, check out my Patreon. If you got money to spare, support this Patreon. But if you got money after that, check out my Patreon. A lot of good stuff there. Everything you need from me is at jlcomedy.com. If you're still listening to this, thank you. You're the only fans I really like on this show. If you're still listening right now, if you're seven people or 700, or 3,000. If you're still listening to my voice, you're the fans that I appreciate. Everybody else who bailed can go fuck themselves. You guys are the best. And the joy of this is if they bailed, they have no idea. I just told them that they can go fuck themselves. God help us all.